And now, it's sports time, featuring forecasts, plot synopsis, character studies, explanations, and interviews, making sports accessible to everyone from the diehard to the hardly interested. With your host, Ezra Fisher, it's the Dear Sports Fan Podcast. Hey everyone, and Happy New Year. January isn't just the best time to break your newly made resolutions, it's also a great time for following and watching football. The NFL playoffs begin this weekend, and to help prepare for the games, I invited my old friend Brennan Gilfillan to join me in a series of podcasts. We'll go through each NFL playoff game and talk through the most interesting characters, the basic plot of the game, who we want to win, and who we think is going to win. And just for fun, we'll share our favorite player names from each playoff team. I hope you enjoy it.
All right. We're back to preview the Baltimore Ravens at Pittsburgh Steelers. This game is at 8:15. It's the night game on NBC, Saturday night. Let's start with some characters from the Steelers. Who do you have?
My character on the Steelers is Le'Veon Bell, who is the phenomenal rookie running back who had one of the best years of a rookie running back. And unfortunately, had a slight hyperextension of his knee last week. And so it's kind of unclear how much he's going to be able to play. But he is, I know has been my favorite non-Odell Beckham Jr. rookie to watch this year, because he just runs brutally.
Yeah.
Like, he looks like it hurts every time anyone comes into contact with him.
So I agree with everything you just said, except I don't think he's a rookie.
Isn't he? Oh, is it second year?
I don't think so. I think it might be his second year. Yeah, because one of the storylines of this year is that there haven't been any good rookie running backs. Second year. Well, but anyway, everything you said stands. Young running back, he definitely was not this good last year, and now it seems like he's one of the best players in the NFL and probably a top three or five draft pick in fantasy leagues next year.
Yeah.
That hyperextension was it's like, I don't know if you can call it a hyperextension when it bends all the way backwards. It seems like,
or when you get hit. I mean, I always thought a hyperextension was just, you know, you planted and went too far over it, but that was nasty to watch.
Yeah, I mean, it's the week before the playoffs, so if they could call it a bruised knee, they probably would.
Yeah. Like a tickled knee.
Yeah. So I'm going to cheat here a little bit and say two names as a character, James Harrison and Troy Polamalu on the defense. I feel like these guys are both, I think Harrison left the team for a little while, might have had a season or two with the Bengals, but then came back. Polamalu has been on the team for probably more than 10 years. They're both in their late 30s, and they just represent this very interesting contrast. Harrison is like a total lunatic, famous for, you know, launching, using his head as a weapon and just being super aggressive. Polamalu is like, you know, he's got this long hair. He's apparently he's very devout. He seems sort of like kind of zen out there.
Yeah.
And yet he kind of behaves the same way, right? It's just without the aggressiveness. He's always launching himself everywhere and freelancing and kind of like following his instincts. So I find that interesting. I feel like this is probably the last year for those two guys in really impactful ways.
Well, it's interesting that they both have found different ways to get to the absolutely insane state you need to be in to throw your body around the way they do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting that it's probably the end for both of them. And it's also kind of, they're the last men standing when it comes to this rivalry. Mm. The kind of original, you know, rivalry that we think of when we think of the Steelers and the Ravens. It was, you know, Joe Flacco, sure, and maybe Terrell Suggs, but these two guys are like the ones who are here for the entire duration of the rivalry.
Yeah.
And they're kind of last ones standing.
Long left.
Ray Lewis, like all those guys. I won't say anything about Ray Rice, but all those guys have left. And this is, they're kind of the last ones standing. And yes, they're both, I mean, James Harrison is just remarkably insane. Although I will say my other character for this game is Steve Smith, who I think is similarly insane.
All right, so let's move over to the Ravens and talk about Steve Smith.
Yeah, he's nuts.
He's a wide receiver.
He's a wide receiver. He's like, you know, 5'10". He's undersized. And he's just, I think in sports every once in a while, there's just a rare breed of guy who's just totally nuts. and like hyper competitive in a way that does not allow them to function as rational human beings. And I would put Steve Smith in that category, along with people like Kevin Garnett. The only difference being Kevin Garnett is almost always the biggest person on the court, and Steve Smith is almost always the smallest person on the field. And he's the most belligerent individual per pound I think I've ever seen. Like, he's just nuts.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's extra pissed this year because the Panthers gave up on him and thought he was done. And he is like 47 years old, which is why his, you know, he's got a senior after his name, which most football players do not go out of their way to do. But I think he's like, I fear what he's going to do when he retires from football. Because I can't think of a possible positive outcome. We may have to institutionalize him once his career is over.
Yeah, I can't remember. Last year, I compared the entire San Antonio Spurs team to Inigo Montoya in Princess Bride, just like absolutely devoted to revenge. And I feel like Steve Smith is always that way. Like, he is just perpetually Inigo Montoya.
Yeah, he's always found a villain.
I think, as we were talking about earlier, if the Carolina Panthers are still in the playoffs, so like if Carolina wins the early game on Saturday, I think Steve Smith will probably catch, you know, 300 yards receiving and get 8 touchdowns just to show them up. If they lose, I think, you know, maybe some of that edge will be off the lunacy. But yeah, he's really fun to watch. My character is from the Ravens. My character is Terrell Suggs, one of those. So in terms of people who are still around from the kind of what feels like the original Ravens-Steelers rivalry, Terrell Suggs is definitely still out there. He is a sort of defensive end and outside linebacker. He basically exists to rush the quarterback. And I feel like, unlike some other pass rushers, Suggs really looks like he's trying hard. You know, you see him, he's like, sweat is flowing off of his head, and he's usually like spitting, and he's just like, he just seems like he's trying really, really hard. So I like watching him.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt that he is trying very hard to kill every quarterback that he comes into contact with.
Yeah, and so are the other guys, but something about his body language just speaks to me. The Steelers and Ravens, in terms of plot, there's almost no plot needed. These two teams are just like the most ancient blood rivals there are in the NFL. And of course that's not true, because, you know, the Ravens are an expansion team that started in, I think, the mid-90s. But they just have that sense of like old school competition. And for a while, old school style. They both ran the ball a lot and really well, and they both played great defense and they didn't throw that much. That's not true anymore. Both teams really, I think, are sort of based around passing the ball, but they still have that intensity.
Yeah, you just watch the game expecting people just to get walloped the entire game.
Yeah.
In a way that, and I, you know, I wonder how much of that is, all these games are brutally physical. I don't think any game, I have a hard time imagining that any game is more physical than any other game. But you just watch the Ravens and the Steelers and you expect the hits to sound louder and you expect them to look more brutal.
And you're prompted by the announcers
who sort of set it up.
And this is the NBC game, so we'll get Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth. We are definitely the best announcers. I'm looking forward to it. All right, best name on the Steelers.
I was on the other. This for me is just a great combination. First name, last name, Shamarco Thomas. Shamarco is not your typical first name, but then, you know, let's balance it out with just Thomas.
Yep.
Seems right. Yeah. I don't know what they've done to Mark. But that's, I guess Shamarco is a thing.
I'm going to go with Maurkice Pouncey.
Yeah.
The center on the Steelers. I just love it. Cause like, I wish he was a defensive player, because that's what they look like they're doing all the time, is just pouncing on each other. So he's a big dude. I wouldn't want to mess with him.
No, he's a big, he's a twin, right?
Yeah.
Or a brother.
He has a brother who was on the Patriots or maybe the Dolphins or something.
Was on the Dolphins. He may still be on that. He was caught up in that whole hazing thing.
Right. All right. On the Ravens?
The Ravens have a lot to work with here.
They do.
Some of whom I can't even begin to pronounce. So I'm going to dig back into the third string and go with Philip Supernaw.
Oh, yeah, Supernaw.
The third string tight end. Again, you could watch the entire game, and there's a decent likelihood you're not going to see him. But if you do see him or they call his name, you will definitely register it, because how many Supernaws are there in the NFL?
Well, just in case the Ravens win, I'm not gonna waste both the names I had written down, but I'll just go with Fitzgerald Toussaint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. That was my second.
Yeah, I don't even know what position he plays, but I wish he was out there all the time.
He is a running back who I think admirably combines two very ethnic last names into one name. Yep. I think of why that is. I find it admirable.
Yeah. Fitzgerald, maybe you got British going on there. I'm not sure.
That's Irish.
Is it? All right. Irish. And then Toussaint sounds French to me.
Sounds French. I assume he's Cajun, maybe?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. But that's a pretty solid name.
All right. So Pittsburgh is favored by 3 points here, and they're at home. And from what little I know about sports betting, I believe that the home team is always sort of favored by 3 points. So what this basically means is bookmakers are saying, we don't know. So who do you want to win and who do you think is going to win?
I would like the Steelers to win. And I think even without Le'Veon Bell, but I think he's going to play, I think they're going to win.
Yeah.
Having watched the Ravens look entirely unimpressive for three quarters of the game against the Browns last week, I was not blown away.
Yeah, I don't really care who wins this game, which doesn't affect my wanting to watch it. I'm looking forward to it. But I think I have a slight preference for Pittsburgh. And yeah, I definitely think Pittsburgh is going to win. The Ravens are just terrible on pass defense.
Yeah.
And the Steelers, like we said, not unlike their stereotype, they really can throw the ball all over the place. I think there were two games this season where Ben Roethlisberger, their quarterback, threw for over 600 yards, which is just insane.
In a row, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Great. All right. I'm going to stop the recording. We'll move on to the next one.
Thanks for listening to the Dear Sports Fan podcast. You can find more podcasts and tons of writing at dearsportsfan.com. If you like what you see and hear there, please subscribe. Thanks to Jesse Fisher for the theme music. He's at jessefisher.com. Have a great day.